It's a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
The world's going to start over. I'm going to burn it all. What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
Ooh, the trailer, just as exciting as the movie, that, of course, is Black Panther, which comes out today. Expected to break some records. Chris and I were just talking about, I was at another screening yesterday, and the place was packed to see Black Panther last night. So, yeah, they're expecting this movie is going to break like $150 million over the weekend and set a new bar for superhero movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell the excitement is just everywhere in Hollywood. The amount of billboards, the size of the billboards is really cool to see. The artwork and the style of the movie just looks so cool.
Well, I have seen the movie, and my review is on Rivet right now, and I will tell you that it's extremely positive. It was a fun movie. It was an interesting movie. It was serious. It was funny, and it was super well done. Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira. The surprise for me, Forrest Whitaker was in it, and he was so good. He was so freaking good.
Is he ever not good in anything, though?
You know, I think he's done a few of the, like, De Niro, Samuel L. Jackson type of movies where sometimes you're like, ah, Forrest.
Oh, sure, he's like phoning it
getting
in.
Getting a paycheck, like, type of thing, you know? But, I mean, he was also in, he was in John Wick 2 over the summer. And
that's right.
He was freaking great in that as well, you know? So, I'm really loving how Forrest Whitaker's taken his career into this. He can play a nice guy, a good guy, and an evil guy pretty darn well.
and he did that all in one movie before, too, that King of Scotland movie.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Described. He just, awesome actor. Yeah, really cool. Great cast.
Yeah, you know what? And the cast, like, there is not one slow spot in it, or not one, like, down spot in it. Everybody is really good in their role, and it's well cast, and it looks so good, man. Some of the special effects that they have in it, and I think they're finally starting to get things right with special effects. It's not as, you know, I think, like, a lot of those superhero movies, especially Marvel, can get washed out when it's just too much CGI going on, and when the action is going on, the scenes, they don't fit together, you know. I think that's slowly coming along. And also, this is a different kind of superhero movie. There is the fighting and the heavy duty action, but, you know, it's a thinking man's movie, Chris.
Cool. You know, so my one question is, we know that Black Panther is just one of many movies within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Obviously, we have Infinity War Part 1 coming out in 3 months. Is Black Panther a pure origin story, or is it already fitting in and contributing to the overall Marvel story that we've been getting for the last decade?
Both.
Okay.
Both. You know what? There's a scene in there that will take you way back into Marvel movies, and I forgot all about it, and it was pretty cool.
Okay, cool. So, all right.
Yeah, so it was neat. Like, when it happened, it's like, oh, you know. Things are fitting together.
Perfect.
So, yeah, Black Panther out this weekend. There are a few other ones coming out. Early Man, which is an animated movie from Aardman Studios, the same people who did Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stars Tom Hiddleston, Eddie Redmayne, Maze Williams, Timothy Spall. I saw this one, too. It was good. It was fun. It looks cool. That's the thing. It looks cool. Can it carry a whole movie? Yeah.
Are you a Wallace and Gromit fan?
I am. I like them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. It's also very British. Yeah, so, you know, keep that in mind, too. And then just one other one of note, it's a Samson, and here's the description for you. After losing the love of his life to a cruel Philistine prince, a young Hebrew with supernatural strength defends his people, sacrificing everything to avenge his love, his people, and his God. That's the IMDb description. And if that hasn't sucked you in, really the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it stars Jackson Rathbone, Billy Zane, and Rutger Hauer. So,
damn.
Yeah.
But okay. I just heard you say that description. I didn't even put it together. This is the biblical story.
Exactly.
Of Samson.
Exactly. Yes.
The guy who loses his hair and then like loses his strength. Right? Am I getting that right?
I think so. Yes. Okay. I think that's the guy. I'm not sure if this is a true to form, or I don't know if this is the origin story of Samson, or if we're going to get
the first part of a planned trilogy.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get to the next book two or whatever. That is also coming out this weekend, but I'm thinking that not many people are going to be seeing either of those movies. It's going to be a Black Panther weekend.
Yeah, why even compete with Black Panther?
Right. All right, new music.
Guitars immediately recognizable. That is Super Chunk. The band describes the new record, What a Time to Be Alive, as a protest album, but look, it won't take away from their classic loud guitars and that sort of like Cheap Trick style pop that they do.
That's such a great description of it.
What's that?
That's a great description of it. Cheap Tricky, for sure.
Yeah, because it's like The guitars are loud and in your face, but every single Superchunk song is catchier than the last. And look, this band has been doing this for like a long time. Are they coming up on like 30 years or something? They're one of the best at it, the whole like power pop thing. I think they're still that go-to band that if you just need a 3-minute song that's gonna like kick your ass and just leave once it's done, they're perfect for that. Some other stuff we got coming out this week. That band Born Ruffians.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dreamy indie pop sort of sounding band. I think you've probably heard their songs in commercials before, or at least like that style of music. That record's called Uncle Duke and the Chief.
Interesting.
Also have new ones from Brandi Carlile. It's called By the Way, I Forgive You. Escape the Fate, I Am Human. Fisher Spooner, their new album is called Sir. I completely forgot about this band. Do you remember them? They had a hit like, oh man, it must have been like 12, 13 years ago. They were kind of like that like weirdo European sort of in your face dance stuff, like before EDM was a thing.
For sure. Back in the day, they were one of my very first bands that I got to go and review and take pictures of at the Metro here in Chicago. Yeah, and I had no idea who these guys were. I was actually filling in for somebody else. They're like, hey, can you go cover this band for us? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, why the hell not? And I went over there, totally blown away. They were really good. They were great, but did not expect to see what I saw there. Definitely an interesting live show.
Nice. Let's see. Good week for Merge Records. That put out the Superchunk album. They also have a record from this band, Ought, that's O-U-G-H-T. The record's called Room Inside the World. They're one of those bands that I forgot about, even though they had a lot of buzz around them just a few years ago. Worth checking out. That is some good Sunday morning music. There's also a new record from Senses Fail. It's called If There Is Light, It Will Find You, for all my emo friends out there.
Nice. And so this one, kind of a early sentimental favorites, the debut album from Turnspit, a Chicago band, and also the band of former Morning Feed host Jillian McGee.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is her bandmate Jason Swearingen singing. The name of the tune is Breathtaking. Their album comes out today. I'm really excited for them, and you know, hope this moves on to bigger and better things for them. But, you know.
Well, Rob, we mentioned it on the morning feed. Of course that's the case.
I know. You know, they really should be paying us for all this pub, right?
In fact, we should just talk about it every week.
I know, right? but, yeah, pretty cool. Congrats to them. And, you know, that's about it, man. That's what I got for today.
I think you just everyone just needs to go see Black Panther. If you don't already have your tickets, what the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah, and also as far as music goes, what is it you always say?
Go to the record store, shop around. It's Friday. I know I'm already making plans to go to Amoeba today. There's a few new releases that I didn't mention, a couple of smaller things that I might mention in the next couple of weeks, depending on how good they are, because I always like to highlight some things we've missed on these lists. Oh, I will say this, Rob. I'm returning to a crime scene this weekend.
You are?
Well, crime scene, very loosely. I'm going to see Queens of the Stone Age on Saturday at the Forum.
Okay.
If you remember, this is the place where just about 2 months ago, Josh Homme kicked the camera person in the pit and then like sliced his face open.
That's right.
So they're coming back to the same venue. I'm really curious if he's going to say anything during the set and address that in any way. We know he apologized like 3 or 4 times after the incident.
He feels really stupid about it, man.
Yeah.
As well he should, but
of course. And I've seen Queens of the Stone Age. I've already lost count how many times I've seen them. Always an amazing show. I'm not expecting anything less, and I don't hope the show gets dominated by that sort of air, but he's got to bring it up, right?
I know, right? Right? Well, I'm eager to hear what happens. You'll have to fill us in next week.
Of course.
All right, man. Well, until next week, this has been a New Movies and Music edition of the Morning Feed. Thanks a lot, as always, for listening. Check us out on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Messick.